Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable. One of the most anticipated events of each autumn here in the region is the Albany Book Festival. It is the sixth annual event, which does not seem possible, and yet it is, and it's happening Saturday, September 23rd, otherwise known as this Saturday. The New York State Writers Institute event features conversations with authors, panel discussions, readings, book signings, a children's room with authors and activities, a meet and greet with nearly 100 local authors, and an exhibitor floor. It's just holidays for book lovers. It's just a big old holiday in a college campus, and you'll have an amazing time. Featured authors include Annie Prue, Angie Cruz, Jeff Shara, Kate Cohen, Andre Debuse III, Susan Faludi, Howard Fishman, Mary Gordon, Dania Halpern, and if I keep going, I won't have time to talk to the man himself. The event features group of authors in panel discussions on a wide range of topics, including memoir, Teddy Roosevelt, American mystery fiction, belief in the 21st century, working class fiction, the lives of flawed fathers, the Holocaust, and American rascals. Paul Grondahl is one of our favorite people in the universe. He is director of the New York State Writers Institute and is here to offer a preview of this most cool event. Hello, friend.
Hello, Joe. It's so great to be back, and I can't believe it's the sixth annual.
Well, I came to the Writers Institute just a little over 6 years ago, and we got this started because Albany didn't have a book festival.
Yeah, you created this.
Our team did, yeah. I mean, we have the best team around, as you know. And
I'll take
some credit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do have the best team around, but Yes. They're not here, so screw it, you did it.
Thank you, Joe.
This is amazing. I've obviously been to most of these, if not all, and I missed one. Unfortunately, we'll miss this year, too. But I have to say, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
oh, my
great.
Goodness, is it fun.
Something for everyone. You know, we've been, the people who come are from 3 to 93, or actually 96. It's something for everyone. It's great.
Okay, so before, let's do this chronologically, because there is the Albany Book Festival, which happens Saturday, as I mentioned, 10:30 to 5 on the Uptown campus of the University at Albany. However, on Friday night, there is the installation of the New York State author and poet, and this is a really special event.
Yeah, this is special. We time it to kick off the book festival, and we are the only university in the country that has this mission, this assignment. It started when we were founded 40 years ago with Governor Mario Cuomo and legislation. So every 2 years, we convene a jury of acclaimed authors and some of our students and others, and we pick a state author and state poet. And this year, we're very excited. Our New York State author is Jacqueline Woodson, and our New York State poet is Patricia Spears Jones. They have a huge following. Jacqueline Woodson is kind of a rock star in the YA space, and they're both from Brooklyn. Patricia Spears Jones has really been at the heart of creating and building a poetry scene in New York City for 40 years. So we're excited about this.
Just past recipients, this is such an incredible list of people. State author Kurt Vonnegut, Norman Mailer, E.L. Doctorow, Grace Paley, Mary Gordon, Allison Lurie. I'm leaving out a lot of people, but Colson Whitehead, Ayad Akhtar, who is will be the current author until Friday, and then you'll snatch that away from him. Billy Collins, Sharon Olds, Audre Lorde, Stanley Kunitz. I mean, it's an incredible list of people.
I call it a pantheon, and when we informed Jacqueline Woodson and Patricia Spears Jones that they were this year's recipients, they're over the moon, and we're very excited to welcome them. It's a formal ceremony. There's a proclamation from Governor Hochul. Our president, Avidan Rodriguez, bestows the awards. And it's a beautiful thing, and they give moving speeches, you know. I mean, these are writers, and it's a moment where they're getting recognized by their peers, and it's a really cool thing. And then it goes for 2 years, and they do readings around the state. We've had them in the Adirondacks. We've had them in New York City. Wherever they're interested in giving readings and spreading the word of literature is what we do.
It's a terrific event, and again, and then they'll be a part of the book festival on
Saturday.
They're
the first thing in the morning. I start with them with a conversation. It all starts at 10:30, runs throughout the day, and there's so many. I'm excited about some that I'm the moderator for, including state poet and state author, but this Teddy Roosevelt panel with Jeff Shara, his new novel, The Old Lion, Teddy Roosevelt as an old man looks back at his amazing life. And then Nell Irvin Painter has really looked at him critically through the lens of race. She's an author of The History of White People and many other books. And so we're going to look at Teddy Roosevelt in all his good, bad, and ugly, and his time in Albany, his time in the Adirondacks. That's interesting. We've also got a panel on...
Hold on.
Yes.
I just want to say that one of the best books on Teddy Roosevelt that I have ever read is I Rose Like a Rocket, which was your book about Teddy Roosevelt as governor of
exactly.
New York State. And that was
exactly.
a fascinating, fascinating
He left a
book.
Lot of big footprints and some wounded egos in Albany for sure. So I've been fascinated with Teddy Roosevelt, but I'm not an apologist. And I like that Nell Irvin Painter is going to challenge him on some of his remarks and his positions on race. Jeff Scharr, it's a beautiful book. I just finished it. He really has a warm, affectionate attitude for Roosevelt. But it's going to be interesting. This panel on women's basketball is I'm really excited about. We have our women's basketball coach, Colleen Mullen. We have Kate Fagan, who's an author, ESPN analyst, and was also a fantastic player. And Simone Augustus, Hall of Famer, three-time Olympic gold medalist, WNBA All-Star. The three of them, and we're inviting a lot of girls and women's basketball players from around the area, so that's exciting. But there's also panels on mystery writers, memoir, belief in the 21st century. You mentioned Kate Cohen. She has a very interesting book on non-believers. And
can I just say that's such a cool thing to have a discussion on, belief.
Right.
Of the center.
So
I mean,
we like the point-counterpoint, you know. There's someone that is a strong believer, and Kate is a non-believer in conversation. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. But it's not, you know, it's something unusual. It's very unique in its setup, which is very cool. Annie Prue is going to be there, has an amazing book called Fenbog and Swamp, and that'll be moderated by our dear friend Judith Ankuhl.
We're excited about that. We're glad that Judith could do that. They'll be really good together.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
I want to get back to the schedule, but you just, I mean, knowing how you put this together, I mean, it's a lot of, throwing stuff at the wall, see what sticks, and then coming back and working on it.
We try not to repeat ourselves. We also have a regular series. We do 35-plus events each semester, and we do the film festival in the fall, or the film festival in the spring, the book festival in the fall. So we're always trying to mix it up. We're always looking for new, fresh ideas and new voices. I mean, some of these authors are probably not as well known, but they're up and coming. They're really exciting. And then we have authors that people know and love, Mary Gordon, Susan Faludi, as you mentioned, Annie Prue, some really amazing authors across the gamut.
It is, and just really cool things like Howard Fishman, who is a culture writer and writes a lot for the New Yorker, I believe,
right.
And has this amazing book. We had him on Connie Converse, The Life, Music, and Mystery of, and it's a really interesting, quirky book, and I'm so glad that you're featuring it, and not only that, but another dear friend, Michael Eich, will be doing that conversation.
I mean, the moderators, you know, we have such talent in this area, and you've been gracious enough to moderate often for Writers Institute and Creative Life events, but that's also great. I mean, Michael Eich, nobody knows more about music and roots music and folk music than Michael.
Well, it's because of the cash you pay.
We give everyone a tote bag, Joe.
I know, it's great.
Don't forget the tote bag.
Filled
you probably
with books.
Have all six.
It's full of books.
We do have a book problem, you and I. We've talked about it. We've got a lot of them.
That's what I love about this, because they're just great people. But because you mentioned Kate Cohen, Mark Hoplick, who works for you, with you, and works with the Writers Institute. My God, is he great.
He's brilliant. I mean, he's been there, like he says, I came as a graduate student. I had so much fun, I haven't left. This was more than 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's brilliant, both as a thinker, but also as a programmer. He's the one that chases down, and many times over many years, gets these fantastic writers to come to Albany.
You have a working class fiction panel that will be done by Ed Schwartzschild, who is a terrific, UAlbany English professor and a wonderful novelist and writer. But Andre Dubuque III, who is coming up on our book show within a week or two, I believe, and is the new book, Such Kindness, is just gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, he's an amazing writer, and he liked the idea for this theme. But something we haven't mentioned is going to close out the book festival on Saturday. Our late great friend and your late great friend, Russell Banks. We're doing a tribute to Russell, and Andre Dubuis is going to say some words. Nell Irvin Painter, William Kennedy, Annie Proulx, Jennifer Hake. So we're really excited, not excited, but it'll be a beautiful moment for people who knew him well to say some lovely, you know, words about a great writer and a great friend.
You'll be moderating this. It takes place at 3:15 to 4:30 at the festival, in a tribute to Russell Banks, former New York State author, one of our great writers, one of our great American writers. And we were lucky to have him in our region and to have him be a part of our community. Of course, a huge part of the larger literary community, but a part of our community, and so that'll be a lovely thing to celebrate.
We all miss him. He was part of the Writers Institute from the very beginning, a close personal friend of Bill Kennedy. I got to know him well. I know you met him and interviewed him and knew him many times. A big loss, gone way too soon.
Yeah, and also especially, I mean, sad. This is maybe selfish, but sad too, because I think his last two novels were some of the best work he ever did.
Right.
I mean, incredible, incredible work.
And his wife, Chase Twitchell, a wonderful poet, and also ran a small press. They often appeared together in the summer at the Summer Writers Institute in Skidmore. And, you know, she's still grieving, obviously.
I just want to get back to Annie Proulx is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Annie Proulx is like, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's hard to get her out. She was excited mainly to speak about Russell Banks, who she loves dearly. But her new book, I mean, she's now written another book. She wrote an earlier book about swamps. I mean, this is the moment of climate change and how everything is being affected. And Judith Ank and Annie Proulx in conversation, I mean, you can't do better than that, Joe.
No. Of course, best known for The Shipping News and Barkskins, and also wrote the
story that became the movie Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Yes.
And is just an amazing writer and so wickedly funny.
Oh yeah, I think some great lines and zingers and sparks are gonna fly.
She's great. She's just fantastic.
Should we say feisty?
Good Lord. I interviewed her down in New York, and it was just the two of us in a very intimate studio, very small studio, smaller than this studio, and she just lit up the room and was amazing. I will admit, going in, I was a little intimidated, because you hear that she's, you know, feisty. I'll use
challenging.
Your word. Feisty. But my God, she was amazing.
Yes.
She was really fun. And we played. It was great.
Yes.
It was really, really
fun.
You've
met your match with her, like you say. I've done a lot of author interviews. And two women that really intimidated me, but I learned a lot about interviews, was Annie Proulx and Toni Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
They both kind of put me in my place, rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Not an expert.
I mean, that's what they do. So, we're talking to Paul Grondahl. We are talking to him. He is director of the New York State Writers Institute. And we are getting you ready for the Albany Book Festival, the 6th annual Albany Book Festival, which takes place on Saturday, September 23rd at the University at Albany. And I want to go over a couple more things that will be happening in the time that we have. But I will say, the way that you map this out, it all sort of works. There's things going on at multiple events.
There's five different places. The nice thing, it's all indoors. There's possible rain in the forecast. We've got free parking. It's all very closely self-contained. Unlike other book festivals that we know, you got to walk a lot, and this is all very tightly compacted. And what's also nice, too, we have a couple open mic readings. So I like the juxtaposition. We have a group from Shaker Point, the senior living community, and then we have our young students reading next to each other on the Orb stage at 1 to 2 and then 2 to 3. So we've got a lot of interactive. We've got a children's room. You know, we've got children's activities. Our colleagues at the Albany Public Library and Scribblers magazine, a magazine for young writers, some of them will be reading from their work. So we've got something literally for all ages.
One of the things that I hate about my job is that there are so many wonderful self-published writers,
yes,
who come and want to be on our programs.
Right.
And if you start that, you will never end.
It's the same issue we have. So this is why I'm glad you mentioned that. The Authors Marketplace, the Campus Center Ballroom, is packed with over 80, close to 100 local authors.
So I just send people
authors.
There. I yes. send people to you. That's
so,
what
so
I...
So this is a moment to highlight, to showcase all our local authors. Again, brilliant, have something to say, and just want people to read their work. And the whole point is to buy books. As you know, we love bookstores. You have booksellers on your show every week, and
yep.
we need to support booksellers, you know, more than ever. So Bookhouse will be there, our campus bookstore will be there, small presses will be there. It's a great opportunity to support the whole ecosystem of books.
And these are great works that are done, and it's and they're out there. A lot of what we do, because we have such a large area, sometimes it's hard to, you know, to have somebody like, say, in Litchfield, Connecticut,
right.
be able to get a book, you know, locally. I mean, of course you can do it, but it is, you know, it's harder. So we sort of have made a decision, but as for this local author marketplace, this is a wonderful place, because not only do you get to know about the work, but you also get to meet the author and talk to them about
right.
it, and they're more than willing to do that.
And yes, they are, but they should, because writing is such a solitary exercise. But the great thing about book festivals and all of our program, we bring writers and readers together. And it's an opportunity to say, hey, I loved your book, or hey, tell me about your book, and to give recommendations to your friends. Hey, you really need to check out this new author. It's great.
You mentioned this. I just want to just highlight it a little bit. But from 10:30 to 4:30, really, is when the events run. And you have five different places, whether it be the Campus Center, the Boardroom, the Assembly Hall, the Multipurpose Room, or the Orb Stage. And but there's a schedule of events. People can look at it and kind of, I would recommend people map
yes,
out what
yes.
they want to do and decide how they're going to do
obviously
it.
Obviously, you got to make choices. You can't be everywhere at once. You'll find things that you really like, circle them, go to those things, and then get to the local author's marketplace. You'll be amazed at the breadth and scope of those writers.
I always come back with a ton of signed books.
Yes, I do too. Where are we going to fit them, Joe? Our basements,
I don't know.
All of our rooms are overflowing, our offices.
Mary and Kelly are very, very patient
yes.
women.
Yes.
Well, it is all happening this weekend on Saturday, and actually begins tomorrow night
yes.
with the installation.
7:30 p.m. That's open to all as well, Friday night, and then Saturday, as you said, 10:30 to 5 p.m.
So I want to... We have about 2 minutes, and I want to mention two things. One is the fact that your founder, Bill Kennedy, is still very much a part of this,
yes.
very much a part of the festival, and will be there and is just an amazing presence and icon to so many of us.
Yeah, he's a great... He was just here. We had Pierre Joris, a poet and emeritus professor, on Tuesday. I talk with him every day. He's very much part of the Writers Institute. I should also mention my official title now as the Opalka Endowed Director. our great arts philanthropist, Chet and Karen Opalka, gave a $1 million endowment, and so I'm an endowed director now.
Oh,
and,
great.
You know, the each year the...
That's job security, right?
each year the interest of the endowment helps fund this programming
yeah.
to do things like book festival and film festival and all of our other work. So it's amazing. So I am the Opalka Endowed Director. I carry that name proudly.
Absolutely. First of all, I'm worried about your voice. You got a
yes.
lot of you got a lot of work to do over the weekend.
I'm on stage
you can
all day,
protect
Joe.
That. Just so pretty much up until tomorrow night, you can't talk. I think it's what you have to do,
right.
friend.
What's your secret? What do you Diet Coke?
Well, you know, yeah, a lot of. But I also want to mention real quick that you have, and you touched on this, but some really amazing fall events that are coming up right after the festival as well, and some incredible people, Melissa DeRosa, that you'll be doing an event with, Jonathan Lethem, who's amazing, Christopher Paolini, so really some terrific authors.
Yeah, we keep going right up until the second week of December. The book festival, everything is albanybookfestival.com. The Writers Institute is nyswritersinstitute.org. We're all over every platform on social media, and
because you're really good at it,
we do remind people of all the great events. Our greatest you know, excitement is to see a full house. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. To see a full house and people excited. That's why we do this.
I think you'll see a lot of them. You always seem to do that. I just want to make two more points and then we'll wrap up here. But first of all, you've always kept this free and open to the public.
Yes.
And that's such an important thing. I know that was part of the founding when Bill started this, and it's still the way.
Right.
And as you know, that's kind of rare.
It's hard to do. It's Chet and Karen Opelka. It's our sponsors, our donors, and the University of Albany is very supportive. So all
good stuff. Finally, thanks to you and all your great work and your entire team of Jennifer and Mark and Michael and the whole group who come together and put this thing on this entire festival and entire series of the Writers Institute, just the greatest people in the world to work with, and I thank you all for your kindness and giving us the opportunity to have access to these wonderful writers.
Thank you, Joe, and right back at you for all you do for the book community and writers. You're waving the banner, as we all try to do, at a time when we need writers more than ever.
It's albanybookfestival.com. It happens this Saturday, 10:30 to 5. Paul Grondahl is the Opelka Endowed
Director. Yes.
Of the New York State Writers Institute. Paul, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.